این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Hazrat Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, on the very day that people swore allegiance to him, allegiance to the successor of the Messenger of Allah, he took his hoe and shovel and went to a place where he was working. He himself would work, and the palm of his hands had callus formed on them. The position of the governors that governed the lands in those times, vis-a-vis the people, was not one of the governor and subject. The condition was that of service, that the governors were servants of the people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini, and we're going to talk about his viewpoints about Quran. In one of his speeches, he said that it is only proper that we offer sacrifices for the Holy Quran, which has right over us and the entire humanity. What we can see in the Quran, we can see that obviously Quran is the book of guidance. Quran is the book that has come to take us towards the perfection. And these are the wordings of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who do not follow Quran, obviously the Prophet will complain about them. As in chapter Furqan, verse number 30, Allah said, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. The Prophet, the messenger will say that, oh my Lord, certainly qawmi, my people, they have left this Quran. My people has took this Quran as a forsaken thing, because this Quran is the book of guidance. This is not a book for which we can take it as a forsaken thing. This is something to practice. It gives us the practical way of living, the principles that will take us towards the perfection. Therefore, it is necessary that we offer our sacrifices for the Quran.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
We must sacrifice our time, we must spend time, we must spend our money, our time, our lives for the sake of Quran, for the sake of following the footsteps of the Quran, which is the actual thing for us, because the book of guidance for us is the Quran. There is nothing else. We human beings who are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent the prophets for us for the guidance, He also sent a book as a guidance for us. And this book, which will remain till the day of judgment as the book of guidance, is the Quran. Therefore, our sacrifices should be for the Holy Quran, should be in accordance, in line with the teachings of the Quran, wherein Quran Allah says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Don't think that those who give their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are dead. They are the living beings. They are living and they're having their sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know better than you. This is what Quran talks about, because Quran is the book of reality. And the things that are in the Quran are all reality and all the wordings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.